Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
To learn more about the Hawaiian Reforestation Initiative, call 1-877-707-TREE or visit legacytrees.org.
Dr. Susan Schillinglaw is a professor of English at San Jose State University and scholar-in-residence at the National Steinbeck Center in Salinas, California. For 18 years, Susan was director of the Center for Steinbeck Studies at San Jose State. She's the author of Carol and John Steinbeck, Portrait of a Marriage, and A Journey into Steinbeck's California. She has also edited numerous Steinbeck volumes. And Penguin just released her latest book on Reading the Grapes of Wrath in concert with the 75th anniversary of the Steinbeck Classic. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Carmel Valley, California, for a visit with Susan Schillinglaw as she shares her insights into Steinbeck and the upcoming Steinbeck Festival in Salinas, where she will be leading the first public tour to the old Steinbeck Ranch near King City, the actual setting for many of the scenes in the book East of Eden.
I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad.
Susan, tell us about an upcoming event that you are hosting right here in Monterey County.
The National Steinbeck Center hosts the Steinbeck Festival every year. It's now in May, first weekend of May. And I am leading a tour to the East of Eden Ranch. It's called Steinbeck's Other Epic, the East of Eden Ranch. This is the first time people will be able to go and see it. And it's just a terrific place, exactly as Steinbeck describes it in East of Eden. He called it Old Starvation Ranch. It was owned by his grandparents, his mother, Olive's family. It's just a really wonderful place. You really kind of feel like you've just dropped into Sam Hamilton's world in East of Eden.
What an amazing opportunity to literally take a time trip palpably and touch it, feel it, walk it.
It is, really. I've taken some students there, and they are just, like, awed by the place. And literally, it's back in time, because you can go fossil hunting as well. Steinbeck describes it in East of Eden as it once was a sea, and all the land was covered in water, so you can really, you can see that in the fossils that you find.
One of my most fond memories of that book from high school was the scene where they're drilling the well. And remember the redwoods and the...
Yeah, no, the Sam Hamilton's blacksmith shop no longer exists, but there are little pieces of it, and so you can kind of see what kind of a inventive character he was, and his house is still there, and then all the hills around are... Well, they may be covered in a little bit of green, but it's pretty dry, generally.
Another favorite scene, it was on the ranch when they brought the Model T out.
Right. Right, and there's that one where the son, Tom, takes two daughters from Salinas to the dance in the back of a carriage, and they have this couch in the back of the carriage, so that's another good one. Yeah. He tells wonderful stories about all the children, or the Hamilton children in East of Eden.
Love it. Where is the ranch, visually, somebody coming up Highway 101 from the south or north?
Well, once you get to King City, basically look to the east, and it's in those hills. Okay, it looks like there's nothing there, but back in those hills, that's where the ranch is.
And that was pretty poor country, the time of the pioneering farmers. If you had your druthers, you'd be right down in the flats by the river, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd definitely be in Salinas Valley if you had your druthers. You know, it was because, and Steinbeck tells the story in East of Eden, his grandfather was here late, and so he had to take whatever was left, whatever land was left, and that's why he got the ranch, and then he kept adding to it by getting 180 acres for each of his children, so that's how he expanded his acreage. Also, you know, the same place, part of Red Pony is set in the same location. Oh, Steinbeck used composite settings, so part of the setting for the Red Pony is at the Red Pony Ranch outside of Salinas, where tours also sometimes go, and the other part of it is the East of Eden Ranch, and so he kind of combined them.
Interesting. What are some of the other physical locations from the book East of Eden that somebody could drive by and walk to and see?
Well, you can certainly go into the town of Salinas and walk up and down Main Street like Kate did. Some of the buildings are the same, where she banked and where her doctor's office was. Those two buildings are still there, right about a block from the National Steinbeck Center. You can go to Steinbeck's house and have lunch, which is a great location. If you're going up Highway 101, just stop and have lunch at Steinbeck's home on Central Avenue.
Where was Kate's bordello?
Yeah, everybody wants to know that. It was down by the, in an area of town which was near the Chinatown. There used to be a Chinatown in Salinas, and there were also brothels there, and there was a Joss house there, and close to Lake Street, which was regularly flooded. And you can kind of go down there. It's a little bit dicey. They've kind of made it to prevent people from going there. There are lots of one-way streets.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've sort of blocked it off to some extent, but it's still pretty run down. There's Dorothy's Kitchen there where they serve the homeless, so it still is kind of the other side of town in Salinas, but it's now becoming a lot more vibrant. They're putting in some museums there, and it's an area that's kind of being redeveloped a little bit.
Tell us about some details about your upcoming tour that people can join you on to experience firsthand the ranch. And when it is?
It is May 2nd. May 1st, 2nd, 3rd is the festival. So, but it's on that Friday, and we leave from the National Steinbeck Center on a bus and head south. If we have time, we'll stop at the cemetery, which is another location that is related to East of Eden, and it's also nice to see Steinbeck's grave. And then we'll head down to King City, and if we have time, we'll stop at the there's a museum in King City that's wonderful to see. And then we'll go to the ranch and talk and walk and have some, I read passages from East of Eden, of course. And then we come back. You know, there's also the festival on Saturday, so there's lots of discussion of Grapes of Wrath, and the National Steinbeck Center has done a lot of, they revisited Highway 66 and the journey cross country, so they've done some interesting things. So it's kind of about Steinbeck's epics, Steinbeck's big books, because he consciously wrote these big books.
And there are quite a few that take place right here in the county, aren't there? Tortilla Flats, Cannery Row.
Tortilla Flat, Cannery Row, all of his short stories. I love his short stories in the Long Valley that were collected in the Long Valley. So they take place here. The Frog Hunt is in Carmel Valley, where we are right now, not far away. Actually, you can visit that spot as well. Mm-hmm. Pastures of Heaven is a wonderful place. Or
I was just out in Coralitos, I think it is, and looked up and saw that scene. Yeah. Tell us about that for a moment.
Well, to go into Pastures of Heaven, which is, again, off Highway 68, which connects Monterey and Salinas. At one point, it was going to be called the Steinbeck Highway. That never was approved. But you can go into Pastures of Heaven. It's a kind of lovely spot, and kind of twist around, come out San Bonancio Canyon on this big U trip.
When you turn off 68, the name of the road?
The name of the road is Corral de Tierra Road.
Yes.
So if you turn off Corral de Tierra, there are houses and now a golf course and now Markham Ranch, which used to be an old ranch, which is a gated community. Mm-hmm. But if you keep going to the left, you'll head eventually into San Benicio Canyon and sort of what was the landscape of Pastures of Heaven. So you really get to see how idyllic it is and how beautiful it is. Steinbeck describes it almost as a little slice of heaven, and everybody thinks they can go there and have an Edenic life.
An old-timer told me that when John Steinbeck was young, he would ride his horse out there with his sister or somebody. Do you remember that?
He did. He had an aunt who lived there. And he used to go visit his aunt's ranch, Pastures of Heaven. And there's a big rock formation that looks like a castle, and they used to pretend that they were King Arthur and his knights, and they used to play around there. He always wanted to have land in Carmel Valley, actually, because
Oh, really?
He really liked it. And so he almost bought property in Pastures of Heaven. So you can also go see it and see it as his dream place.
I walk around Cannery Row, and there's the bust of John Steinbeck in the heart of Cannery Row today, which is a real tourist mecca, but I remember the day when it wasn't. Every time I walk by his bust, I go, What would he think if he saw what Cannery Row has become today?
Well, that's a complex question. That, first of all, the bust itself has an interesting story behind it. I just finished a biography of Steinbeck and his first wife, Carol. He was married to her in the 1930s. And that bust was partly done by two women, who Carol, who eventually married another person, and her sister-in-law. And so it's kind of a collaborative project. Carol, John Steinbeck's ex-wife, wanted to make sure it was really accurate. So the bust is as close as and a likeness, I think, of Steinbeck, as you'll see. So it's a great bust. I think that Steinbeck would look beyond that. There's now another statue, actually, of Steinbeck. It's a big rock behind it, so you can have see two Steinbeck. You can kind of, it's dedicated to Cannery Row, and there's frogs on the rock and such. But he, you know what he would say? He wrote an article about this, actually, and he said if they're going to redo Cannery Row, he wrote this in the 50s, they have to make sure they don't try to imitate the old, and try to make it fake.
Okay, yes,
he evoked Santa Barbara, and he said Santa Barbara is a place where they tried to just recreate the old. What he said, I think that we should get some new, inventive, creative architects in there to do something that has never been done before and make it innovative. So I think the aquarium actually is something he would love.
I was just thinking that. That sounds spot on.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Ricketts Lab is still on Cannery Row, so you can go see that.
And isn't that the most unchanged facade you can imagine in Monterey County?
No. The city of Monterey has spent over $1 million preserving that building and making sure it's fireproof, etc. So they've really they now own it. Well, they'll own it in a year. And so there are tours through that too at the Steinbeck Festival, but you can go through Ricketts Lab, and it's really an incredible place. You can really feel Steinbeck's presence there too, and Ricketts.
Yes. Okay, another question. I remember talking to old guys that are gone now from this county that said, we didn't like Steinbeck. We thought he was like this liberal rabble-rouser. And he had a bad reputation among a lot of people and a lot of the ranchers in the county. And now I drive around and it's like he's become a god to everybody.
Yeah, well.
So talk to us about that disconnect.
Well, first of all, when he was here, he was kind of shy. And so he could be gruff and not talk sometimes. So some people found him, you know, standoffish. But a lot of wealthy people didn't like him because he was defending the workers, the migrant workers, were field workers, etc. And so there was that sense that he was always defending the little guy and the worker, especially when things got really, well, confrontational, I suppose, in the late 1930s, after the strikes, after the Associated Farmers formed in California. Steinbeck said, oh, if people who don't want to pay 25 cents an hour but want to pay 15 cents an hour instead, he said, that's Salinas thinking. And he'd always dump it on Salinas, his hometown. And so Salinas responded in kind and said, you know, we don't like you either. But it was really about power and powerlessness, and the fact that, you know, Steinbeck was, you know, really defending the powerless, and a lot of interests that had money, etc., felt like he was on the wrong side.
Let's loop back to your event. How does somebody sign up for it? When does it start?
Sign up, call the National Steinbeck Center. I think it's $60 in the afternoon, that Friday afternoon. And there's lots of other things to do at the Steinbeck Festival, so it's a great time to visit Salinas and Monterey and the area.
Briefly, a little bit more about the festival and some of the things that are going to happen there right at the center.
Saturday morning, there are several talks on the Grapes of Wrath. We're going to have a panel on the Grapes of Wrath that afternoon. You can tour Ricketts Lab, as I said, on Saturday afternoon. Then they have a big event at night where they're going to talk about the everything that's happened on their recreation of the Joad's journey on Route 66. They did that in the fall. Playwright, an artist, and somebody who's doing video work and a film of the trip. So it's sort of reinterpreting the Grapes of Wrath in different ways. They've just started a video project where people can talk about their own sort of connection and the relevance of the Grapes of Wrath and their own stories that relate to the Grapes of Wrath. So they're really trying to bring this book into the present and see it's a living document. So that's part of the festival and what the festival wants to achieve.
To learn more about the Steinbeck Festival, May 1st through the 3rd, and Chilling Law's bus tour to the East of Eden Ranch, log on to steinbeck.org.
You're
You've been listening to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate station KCPX. The guitar underbed music at the beginning of the show was performed by Monterey County musician Mike Beck. The other cut, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, was recorded by the legendary Woody Guthrie in 1940.
And I ain't gonna be treated this way, Lord God, I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
To learn more about the Hawaiian Reforestation Initiative, call 1-877-707-TREE or visit legacytrees.org.